I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy, Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays with Chalk Mommy and Ashton. Tonight is going to be crazy because the topic of the night is, what would you do if your homeboy or homegirl was sleeping with somebody you used to sleep with? Would you tell them? And if you told them, would it be out of honesty and jealousy? Now, mind you, you slept with this person before you and the person became friends, so they had no idea that y'all used to fuck. So to them, it's meeting somebody, fucking, and not knowing that there's a connection. So I have been getting a lot of feedback today on BlackBerry Messenger. A lot of people said that they would do it for honesty. Two people said out of jealousy. One person said out of pride because he hit it first. Gotta say, it gotta be somebody from New York, because only New Yorkers will be bold enough to say some old crazy, prideful shit. So, I'm gonna bring Ashton on, and then we're gonna talk a little bit, then I'm gonna play some music. And get my, I got myself some commercials, I'm gonna start playing, putting in a rotation, and everything like that. So, hello to my lovely co-host, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Girl, I'm good. I think I pulled something in my back because it's like, I have like this, it's hung like a cramp or something. And I'm like, shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I did something wrong in the shower. I'm not sure. But hey, I know somebody that's a massage therapist, so maybe he got some magic fingers and he can work it out for me.
Absolutely. He is in the band right now because you can't be feeling like that for too long.
I know, right? So what do you think about the topic? I mean, I think it's great because you got some people that said honesty, and you had some people that said jealousy. And then I was thinking about my own situation where I had a friend that I had just met, and I had been fucking with this dude, and we had stopped messing around, but he still liked me. And she took it upon herself to try to talk to him. And she was like somebody that was cool, that was trying to do business with me, everything like that. And I guess she got comfortable because we was on the same level, so to speak, in the entertainment business as far as with our knowledge and what we did online and radio shows and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, you know, you got some people that just don't give a fuck. Then I was looking at my BlackBerry timeline, and somebody was like, well, what happens when your girl go on vacation and you come back pregnant? I'm like, damn, that took a totally different twist.
What? Well, that's something crazy. I've even gotten a response with them saying they didn't tell at all.
Some people say don't tell at all. My thing is, it depends on if your friend likes the person and that person ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? I guess it would just depend. Like, if I had a girl that was asking a dude that I used to pass, and I know that he wasn't shit, and she thought that, you know, he was all into her, and I know his kilo, and it hadn't changed in years, I would be like, girl, look, I gotta tell you this. Like, if nobody was ever friends, you know, because we've been friends for, like, the last year, but 2 years ago, I was fucking this dude. How y'all met, I don't know. I don't care. But from my experience, he ain't shit. Maybe he's changed, but I doubt it. Or, let's see, and I'll call him up and call him, and if he let me smash him, and actually, you know, he ain't shit.
Right. I mean, I don't know if I would tell. Because it all depends on, you know, the situation, their relationship, if they're trying to be serious or if that's another jump for the individual. But you never know.
But think about it. I mean, it's like, sometimes when your man or your woman, somebody from your past is fucking somebody you know, and then you see them, it do be making you feel a certain kind of way.
Of course. Of course you're going to feel a little slighted. Like, you know, what is that about? I had a situation not too long, well, I could say a couple of years ago, where my best friend at the time had actually met with somebody who I used to mess with as a teenager. And what happened was I was over at her house, and she was on the phone with him. Mind you, she had a man, so she was just, you know, fucking with him, just be fucking with him. And she was like, yeah, I'm here with my sister, you know, and she told him my name. And he was like, oh, you know her, that's your peoples. Oh, my goodness, I love her, I miss her. Da-da-da, let me, you know, put her on the phone, let me talk to her. So she had the ugly face on, and we were talking, and she was like, you know, he was like, girl, I miss you, where you been? How's the family? Oh, my God. And when I passed the phone back to her, that heifer was like, oh, well, the past is the past.
So,
you know, she knew that she didn't even care. She was trying to act like, you know, my situation wasn't as official as hers. And she was a little upset at the fact that, you know, he went so hard as to go, you know, oh, that's my boo, let me push for her. She was just not having it.
Wow, but my thing is, she knew, and it's like, I was still a
certain kind of guy. She knew, yeah. So sometimes, like, with these females, like, you can't, it doesn't pay. Like, it doesn't really make a difference to some of these women, like, if you tell or if you don't tell. And most likely the men, too, if you tell or if you don't tell, it may not even make a difference. But it all depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't care. But sure enough, I was like, that thing you like? Yeah, I taught him that. He didn't know nothing about that until he met me.
Oh, hell nah. See, you took it too far because you rubbing it in.
Yes, I was rubbing it in, of course. You going to tell me the past is the past? You're not my ace no more? like telling me to pass through the past and then expect me not to make it, you know, make it ugly for you. So I definitely did.
I mean, I can understand that, but I don't know. I'm trying to think, have I ever had that happen? I mean, I've been in a situation where I was going to holler at somebody and then they was like knowing, you know, my ex. And I'm like, nah, you know, because I don't like messing with friends. You know, back in the day, it didn't matter, but, you know, I've changed. So it's like, even if I haven't, like if I'm liking somebody and then I meet their friend and it's like not a committed relationship, and we both, you know, it's like a little flirty thing. I would still feel kind of bad about thinking about smashing a home and you're going out on a date with your homeboy, even though ain't none of us involved with each other. It's just like that flirty at the beginning stage, just getting to know somebody kind of thing.
Right. But my thing is that I'm such a loyal individual that I can't mess with anyone who, you know, my friends mess with. You know, it just doesn't fit well with me. I don't want to have that in common.
Because me, being the type of person I am, I'll be like, yo, for real, Sophie's better than mine. She's going to get together with me. I would ask, and then if he'd be like, no, and then if she'd be like, oh.
And of course he's going to say no because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. That's what I'm never worried about, a dude hurting my feelings. Shit. If he didn't help me right then, when it was going down, I'm not going to believe nothing he say, no way.
Boy, right.
Bye. You just mad because I smutted you out and slid you out and kept it moving. Already know how dudes be acting. They be with that bitch assness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you leave them, they be feeling a certain, they feel salty. So they always got to make it seem like they was the better person, the bigger person, the, like, that dude when they really wasn't. So I'll be like,
right.
And then, because I was talking to one of my friends, right? And I was like, you know what? Because I like him, right? And I was like, you know what? If one of my friends asked me to introduce you or hook you up with her, I would. He's like, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. I'm like, honestly, I would because you're not my man. Never touched you. I mean, I can't get mad. You a man.
Right.
And I'm like, I wonder if one of your friends asked you to hook me up with them, what would you say?
He would hate all over that situation. Oh, territorial.
One of his friends already let it be known that he wanted to smash me, and he threw that up one time. And I was like, oh, really? I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Hun. A lot of people are going to come on the air and say they want to smash me. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. This is radio. People got to go along. You know, you got to get in where you fit in.
Hmm.
But if I offer the dude the coochie, would he take it? Of course.
Of course.
If I offered old boy the coochie, would he take it? Of course. Because that's something he thinks about.
Yeah, well, you know how some people are, especially with this good pussy. They're not gonna want anyone else to know about that. Oh, then again, they might want the whole crew to know about that. Crazy.
What I'm gonna do is play our first set of music and then play the commercial for ATKT. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more because I think it's some more deep-rooted shit that should come out. And who is better to bring it out than me and you? Just me and you.
Cool.
So here is the game featuring Chris Brown, Tiger, Wiz Khalifa, and Lil Wayne, Celebration.
We have a celebration. that drone and them keys. Scooping up Chris and I'm hitting the freeze, right? Yeah. Got a hoe sip of that perk. Got a couple hoes home with no clothes on. Get a roll on. Let's twerk. And we hotboxing that ghost. Ace all in that dope. Ray Bans on my face. Never know when my eyes slow. Smoke good, fuck good. Eat good, steak out. Sit backwards, kill switches. You eat, take out. Yeah. But I love fucking in red bone. She country thinking that hair long. That pussy killer, she dead wrong. She went to Howard, her hair strong. Her mama taught her, her legs long. She went to college and got a master's. Now she bringing that bread home. Roll up.
Thank you. table and watch what I do. That's you. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills.
I sleepy.
K.O.D. on ballin', homie, sneakin'
way. We like to fuck. Got some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck. Got some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck. Face down. Ass up. That's the way. We like to fuck. Got some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck. Got some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck.
Her pussy good. My dick is gold. I'm in your hood. I cry and fuck your hoe. These bitches nasty. I need my nuts licked. These bitches know I got that deep up in your gut. Dick face down with your back on. Fingers spread that ass apart and I'm deep in it. The G's leaking it. Bust a couple nuts and sleep in it. Don't you try to run. Where that pussy going? I eat cray on the weekday. Weekend her street friends. Got a nigga going up the deep end. Cause I'm deep in when I dove in. I'm so in when I go in. Something like the ocean. She nigga let a nigga know when. This is the only nigga soaking. I'm with that and I get that. Finna send a non-nigga bitch back. Hold up. I'm nasty and I know that. Your ass big, so throw that. Yeah, bitch, throw that, throw that. Hold up. Hold up. My dick so swole up. Deep throw, throw up. Bad bitch, know what I want to do.
Face down. Face down. Ass up. That's the way. We like to fuck. There's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck, there's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck,
face down,
ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. There's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck, there's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck.
Couple bad independent women in my section. You be tricking dollars, I don't even pay attention. And I do be popping bottles, and I don't think it's a problem. So just hold out. Let me open up with this doctor. So face down, ass up. Oh, you think you all that? I say that we see what's up in play. Let's see who go back. And now you mad, saying that I treat you bad. Cause when I treat you how I treat you and leave you, you be needing bad. Now we at Magic and Onyx trying to see what's happening. Trust me, I throw this back. She about to say like that be the plan. See the plan, come alone and go back home. And if they act like they don't know, play this motherfucking song.
Face down. Ass up, that's the way. We like to fuck. There's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck. There's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck. Face down. Ass up, that's the way. We like to fuck. There's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck. There's some hoes in this house. Tryna fuck.
Well, I look like everybody else. So you call yourself a sneakerhead, right? Well, this right here is something you definitely have to have in your collection. ATK Clothing presents customized sneaker apparel for your official footwear. This is the Addiction to Kicks t-shirt line, which offers you the best in customized short sleeve tees, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts to match any sneakers, and much more. Visit us on our official website to place your order today at www.atktees.com. That's ATKTEES.com. Like us on Facebook tonight, facebook.com/ATKTEES. Also, hit us on Twitter at ATKTEES. You are not an official sneakerhead if you do not have these tees to match your footwear. DJ Butterbee, talk to him.
Hey, it's your man right here, man, DJ Butterbee. You know what? I'm addicted to kicks, man. Get at my peoples, man. Hey, yo, I look like everybody else. I'm gone.
ATKT.
Wow, I like that commercial. That's from KT's out of Virginia. They have made 3 t-shirts for me to match my sneakers, and they are on point. They are official t-shirts. So, someone was like, oh, are y'all playing music tonight? No, it's not just the music night. We're talking about if your friend, your homie, your homeboy, your homegirl is fucking somebody you used to fuck in the past. And I'm going to call him Mr. Cowboy. He him about his situation, and his situation is fucked up. Because, wow. Let me find it so I can tell everybody about it. Okay. He hit me up on BBM today, and he was saying, this topic hits close to home, and which is a part of the insecurity of me not making the chick my girlfriend, and it's like she didn't know we were friends. So basically he met a chick, and it was something about her that kept him from making her wifey. He's like, his friends, like he didn't go out with her, just booty called her. And he said, this happened to be on my break. I was DJing a party. I've been wanting to holler at her, but since I was DJing, I wasn't able to meet with her before she left. The first time she came, I was horny as hell. I didn't go full throttle. I cuddled with her and was just rubbing on her. After that, we started to hang out more, and I was dicking her down, licking her down, you name it. So it had her going crazy. He says, my friend then revealed to me that he had sex with her a lot of times, which was before we had sex. And I'm like, damn. He kept calling me Backdoor Jenkins. He said, it was a hard hurdle because she is a great woman, but that continues to be the roadblock of me getting too serious. I've been having this image of her, and it's hard, so trust me, it's close to home. Wow. Now, Backdoor Jenkins is a bit harsh because he didn't know that she used to fuck his man. But once
right.
He found out, he liked her, but it was something about her that kept him from wiping her up, and it changed things. I think for men it's different because they just be like, yo, man, you got my old pussy. Even though it was before they was friends or whatever, they still be like, man, I had that pussy before you did. She still be making that noise when she comes. She do her ass this kind of way, and it kind of makes you feel awkward.
I mean, but my thing is that are you gonna like really like hold on to that for the longest and stop your growth with the individual? Like either it is or it isn't. You can't let nothing like that really get in the way.
But then you know how some people can be. You decide to go ahead and still kick it with this chick, right? So every time the dude come around, he always got some little slight ass remarks to say. Because you know how men can be.
And that's when it comes to checking your man. You know, listen, that was then, this is now. Like, over and done with, leave that alone. Don't interfere with what's happening right now.
Man,
got a thief.
Because I've done it. And I'm just like, oh, word? Oh, hell no. Like, damn. You just fucking her to be around me, ain't you?
Some other shit, like, that's crazy. And nobody want to deal with that. And it's especially her, I mean, I'm quite sure that would be uncomfortable.
But, you know, pride is a motherfucker. Pride is a lot of people get killed because of their pride.
Right, right.
Because people can't let go. Sometimes
that
it's like
true.
If they hold on, something is going to come back to them. And what may come back to them may not be exactly what they want. So, I mean...
Congratulations.
Oh, damn. My bad. Oh, those
congratulations.
So, it'd be like little shit like that be, you know what I'm saying, causing people to feel a certain kind of way. Because that's when true friendship comes out. Because some people are mature enough to be like, okay, that was in the past. We're going to keep it moving. And then you got some motherfuckers that may be mad because you got that and they want to be, like, making it difficult for you to actually be happy.
Right. That's that jealousy.
And then, I mean, I really don't think I could be in a relationship with somebody that had already fucked one of my friends.
Because it's like,
what if they know shit and, you know, because people don't always tell the truth forthcoming, you know what I mean? So it's like you and your girl sitting down and she trying to tell you shit about your man and you try to act like you already know, but it's like you didn't even know. Then you're stuck.
And not for nothing, you know, people can't tell other people about their individuals. You know? And then imagine her from the past coming to tell you something about your man now. Like, you're not going to really want to hear that from her.
No, because I'm just like, well, bitch, why you ain't keeping?
Right.
Like,
and she want to tell you, she want to school you about yours. Like, you're not going to really want to hear that. That's going to be a careful on the whole situation, on the whole friendship.
And then it's going to cause, like, a big-ass problem. But I don't know. Because me personally, like, even when you fuck with somebody that got a baby. Damn it. Even when you fuck with somebody that got a baby mama or a baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and they try to be spiteful and tell you, like, little slick shit. It's just like, You know, it's just like one of those things that be making you wonder. So, I mean, I would tell, because I wouldn't want it to come out later and it'd be like, oh, why didn't you tell me? Evidently, you must feel a certain kind of way or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Or you could just
Definitely. Be
like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? See, this would be killing me about the show. Men be listening, but they don't really be saying that. Because they be like the most trifling motherfuckers anyway. They just be in the cut, just gathering up information so they can use it on how not to get caught in their next scheme of life in relationships.
Listen, you're going to always get caught. You're going to always get caught. It may not be the first time. It may not be the next time. But eventually, you're going to get caught.
And you know why they get caught, right?
Because they extra.
Yeah, they sloppy as fuck.
And they're not honest about their shit.
They are super sloppy. Like, females can cheat, and you wouldn't really know about it unless the bitch get pregnant. Or, you know, she wants you to know.
Or she got some hating ass people in her circle who want you to know.
But my thing is, if you're cheating on your man, don't tell nobody. Because all friendships are not guaranteed to last forever.
Right.
That's just like DMX said, dude, you're all by your lonely. Shit. Like, because girls, this is what I found too. If you have a good man at home, or so your female friends, or so your people think, and you fucking up, and it's with somebody that they want it, they going to fuck your shit up anyway.
Right, they sure are.
And then men, they just be like to the point where, like, they don't give a fuck. Like, if they man chick, if it ain't like they man that they grew up with, but then again, even they be cutting out and being trifling. They be like, yo, if the bitch gonna give up the pussy, I'ma take it.
Uh-huh.
My man know how his girl is or whatever. Or they always be like, I told that nigga he can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I'm just gonna fuck her and let her see that I'm telling the truth. That's
ridiculous.
I'm going to play another set of music. I am going to play I'm Riding Around and I'm Crippin'. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to play let me see. Oh, you know what? Untouchable. And then I'm going to play, probably Do Something or Want Your Body. Maybe I might be trying to subliminally tell you something, ass. I'm not sure.
Girl.
Here we go. Big Crip featuring Dragon riding around Crippin.
The nigga Doug Lawson is game mainstream of America. Down with Lopes, spiritually. My little homeboy, Big Creek.
East Coast, and I'm Crippin. East Coast, and I'm Crippin.
Yo, nigga, I told y'all motherfuckers, we make the best East Coast Crip music. Ain't no motherfucker in the East Coast can fuck with my Crip music. You heard? We the best, and fuck the rest. UMC, my Crip gang, nigga.
I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm Crippin'. 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm Crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm Crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm Crippin'. East Coast, and I'm Crippin'. East Coast, and I'm Crippin'.
Couple West Coast Crips don't mind me, cause I'm from the East Coast. But I got that G pass from the OG Barefoot Pookie.
Riding around and I'm Crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm Crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm Crippin'.
I'm riding around in Brooklyn. Left side, blue flash. Said I'm claiming UMC. Who am I? OG. Act up, get clapped up. Crip up or grip up. Mafia gang or don't bang. T-Hats, they moving. Neighborhood, they rolling. In Jersey, they Great Street. Crying niggas, we all street. NWA, fuck the police. Cause I don't bang six. That's fake shit. Plus, I ain't folk. Just a straight loc. Capital C's. All day. Every day. Picking up blue chips. Jack status, blue money, drag crazy, but now he loafing.
I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. 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 On East Coast and I'm Crippin'. 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm Crippin'. On East Coast and I'm Crippin'. On East Coast and I'm Crippin'. East Coast and I'm Crippin'. East Coast and I'm Crippin'.
Hellboy Elroy, let's go.
My flow is so melodic, and niggas know I'm about it. And your wife, he give me knowledge like as if I am retarded. My C is stand for chopper, and I really bang for the goddamn crib. You would think I would love the way I hug my strip. Niggas empty out clip on coppers. My flag on the left real proper. Y'all singing to the feds real opera. And it got to the point my motherfucker flow is sick. It need a doctor. Motherfuckers ain't know I'm Logan. Well, guess what? Now you know it. And my clip, it leave them soaking like he fresh up out the ocean. We turned them to a dolphin. I'm fresh up out the coffin, and my coat look like that frosting from that donut made in Boston. That hood environment, I'm Boston. My motherfucker, my I lost it, and I'm riding around Crippin', and I pour 600 horses. Huh?
I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. 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 On East Coast and I'm Crippin'. 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 I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. I'm riding around. And I'm Crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. On East Coast and I'm Crippin'. From East Coast and I'm Crippin'. East Coast and I'm Crippin'. East Coast and I'm Crippin'.
Hey, good. You know what, baby?
Hey.
We like the modern day Bonnie and Clyde, baby.
You're official.
Imported from Malaysia, red bottom chunky, whole shoe spike. My girl got a girlfriend, but she ain't need dice. Introduced her to the life, so beyond nice. 40 stories later, I'm penetrating the pipe. Bottles on cold ice, take it there, I just might. Dreams no longer dreams, the things are in your sight. Put your past to the side, passports when we fly. Brand new Bonnie and Clyde, untouchable with the bond. Yeah, baby, I can take it there. Keep it shining like a chandelier. I'm talking
talking sweaters on cash meal. Can give you the world, but shawty, it be damn near. I got your heart, so tell him stand clear. I got a spot by my side, you can stand here. Untouchable, good girl gone bad, who corrupted you? Used to be a college girl eating Lunchables. Now you're Phillip Lim, sweats fitting comfortable. Arch your back, let me get them from up under you. Car notes, let me get them for a month or two. Block calls, you ain't even gotta wonder who. I downsize, see it's only about one or two. I'm just kidding, hoes know I'm driven. 30 birds flying out the coop like a pigeon. Yeah, see they mission's impossible. My trick game since the 90s been phenomenal. Drop dollars on it, pop bottles on it. Poochie silks got you feeling like a goddess on it. Yeah, this lifestyle's no fairy tale. A roller deck the ex-hoes know it very well. Yeah.
Moves with all of mine. Back of the club, sipping Patron, where you find me? Back of the ghost, me and my bumping shots. Counting money fast, shorty pop the half. Untouchable for good, and now I put it all on her throat. She from my neck of the wood. And all I think I love her. I know she called me dad, but gotta thank her mother and I let her kiss the dice and I play the game. We on the G5s, rolling paper plane. I need 11 eyes, untouchable like Kevin Costner. Love for the real life.
Kodak. I want that. throw that. I'ma creep on it. Left eye. They on me. You know how hoes do. Make you famous. They gon' know you. Other niggas talk. I'ma show you. Have you charged up? Goku. I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. At exotic stores. Been a hella bad. Bad bitch like Amber Rose, who deep throat like Amber Cole. She's a freak when say a hoe, I make it rain, she stroke the pole. Chop me down, then poke the hole, she start fast and end it slow. I'll make you famous, they going no. I'll make you famous, girl, pick a show. I'm a boss, I play the top, you fuck with me, you on top. Get in where you fit in, girl, pick a spot and
fit the slot. Famous. You can be my superstar. I can be your number one fan. Let me be your number one fan. I can be your number one. I can make you. Can be my superstar. I can be your number one fan. Let me be your number one fan. I can be your number one fan. Yeah. Superstar. Number one fan. Number one fan. Number one fan. Let me show you how life's supposed to be. Baby, come get close to me.
Now, who the hell can we make famous?
Everybody.
I've made a few people famous. They just didn't know it. They ain't been on my site to see me post up our little video clips. Now, I have someone that's listening, the Big Crip, the one that was in the song with Dragon, riding around clipping. And his ass had the audacity to say this. Hold on, where is it at? You a lie. The reason niggas get caught is because of the other girl. Now that's some bullshit. If the
he
other
has no sense of responsibility at all.
You good, right?
I mean, if a man get caught, it's because he ain't good about keeping his house clean. That's how I look at it. It's like, you can't say it's the other girl because you picked her to fuck. So evidently, you messing or you fucking with a messy bitch. So who fault is that? I would have to say yours, Big Crip. But because of your situation, you would never get caught because you never cheat. So, I just hate that you can't call in and explain that lie you just told, but it's okay. We will ad-lib and make up some shit for you. See, Big Crip has two fiancés, and they know about each other. He has, like, a menage a trois engagement-type relationship. He lives in the best of both worlds at the same damn time.
Oh.
So, he's Jamaican, so he got the stamina. He, like, 6'4", got some long hands. And you know what they say about them hands, girl?
I know about 6 fingers and toes, but I don't know about her hands.
I mean, I'm gonna let that go. So,
right.
I have a question for you. Name something that you want to do for New Year's Eve that you haven't done at all.
Something that I want to do for New Year's. Anything or something naughty?
You know what? What'd you say?
I said anything or something naughty.
Naughty.
Naughty. Okay. I haven't... something that I really want to do, though. You know what I really want to do? I want to try some dominating stuff. I want to be really submissive. I want to be, like, tied up and bound and can't wiggle, can't move, and just be dominated. I'm always doing the dominating. I think I want to be submissive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you ever thought about using a strap on in a dude?
Yeah. I've thought about it. I would love to try that. And ask him who's his daddy.
Now, would that make you feel like he kind of gay because he let you do that? Would you, like, feel like, man, I ain't fucking with this dude? Would you feel like,
I wouldn't feel like he's anything but my bitch. Like, I would definitely, be bossing him around after.
I've thought about that, but you know what? If I could, I would like to spend my New Year's at a lifestyle swingers party, banging the hell out of my dick in front of a room full of people. That's how I would love to bring New Year's Eve in.
Oh, that sounds fun, too. That does sound like a lot of fun.
I think that would be hella interesting.
Very.
Damn. Now, the only thing is, who in the fuck do I want to be bothered with for New Year's?
You have to be worth your while.
Yeah. You're from Brooklyn, right?
I am.
What part of Brooklyn are you from?
In the slums of East New York.
East New York?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. East New York. Wait a minute. They got a hotel over there, right? And
they have quite a few.
Damn. Because I've never been to, it's like near Ramada or something.
So the Ramada?
No, you know what? It's around the corner from a McDonald's. It's like one of them hotels where you can pay for 4 hours or you can pay for
a night. That's all over the place.
Damn.
Those are all over.
Because, see, I'm not good with Brooklyn, and I stayed there. And I was in East Brooklyn, I think, and I was like, never again.
Aw.
I'm just going to keep staying in Queens and have Brooklyn come to me.
I hear that. Not for everybody. But there are a lot of four-hour places out here. Yes, 4 hours.
That's quite interesting. But, yeah, that's what I think I need to do for New Year's. Is find me somebody that I want to be with and bring it in like that. But it got to be somebody that can handle the task.
Right.
Because a lot of men can't. They talk a lot of smack, and then when you present them with two women, it's too much for them.
I was just getting ready to say that it is so annoying when, you get a man and they talk and all that good stuff, get you all riled up, and then you don't get to see the magic.
And that's why I'd be glad that, there's another female there, because when that motherfucker falls short, we just talk to her ass.
And then they have to finish his job. So it's so unfair.
And then he wonders,
and you can laugh about him.
And he'll be like, oh, man. I am so happy because I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that it's hard to believe that I had 7 kids vaginally, and that I had a very nice looking cervix.
That's a fact.
So I'm like, and she done seen a lot of coochies, ruined coochies, cute coochies, and everything. I was on cloud 9. So I was like, yes, a doctor told me that my coochie is cute. And it was nice and tight and firm.
Right. We take pride in that. We have to actually want to, you know, keep that forever. My doctor told me I was 6 inches deep.
What?
Yes. 6 and a half, actually, to be exact.
So what does that mean? You're 6 and a half inches deep. How supposed to be able to say without being doubted?
That those, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 inches, you put a work on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a toy?
Do I have a what?
A toy.
Oh, yeah.
And how big is your toy?
It's only, what is it? It's only like 7. Yeah, it's only like 7. I don't try to damage myself too much.
I understand.
Even because I have to die with a tight pussy. Like I can't get it worn out.
You can't get it worn out.
Mm-mm. No, because you know. The person I'm with at the moment, who's to say that that would be forever? And if it's not, I have to make sure it's like he was never even there. You know, so I don't want him to ruin it.
Oh God!
But there's quite a few times I know that there's quite a few times that I've had men who were, like, really, really small, like, half of my pinky small, and they'll be the main ones to go, can I fuck you in your ass?
Really?
And I'll look back, like, go ahead, because you can't pass the cheeks anyway, so, you know, I don't mean nothing. Go ahead. It's fun.
You just let them put it in there?
They can't reach it, so do what you got to do.
Oh, shit, hold on. We got a 706. 3853. Okay, we're about to finish coming back and talk about this. So. 706, you're live.
What the business is? How you doing, Chalk Mommy?
I'm fine. Is this my parent?
Nah, this is Mr. Moby Dick, male entertainer from Pittsburgh. What's up, baby?
Oh, my God. Where have you been?
Been traveling. In the United States, traveling, so but nothing much. How you been, baby?
I've been good. So you've been traveling and showing off that dick, huh?
Something like that. Yeah, you say that.
Are you paying for it? Are you selling it?
I ain't gonna sell it. I perform. I provide a service by entertaining. I don't sell the dick, nah.
Okay, so
now, they gotta pay me to dance now. Other than that, but yeah.
So your services ain't for sale.
My thing is just performing. I don't do the sell a ding-a-ling thing. If I want to chill with you that night, it's mutual. It ain't no, well, you paid me, so you get it and buy it. Like, I ain't that type of dude.
Oh, so no tricking for you. It's just free.
Not say free. I'm saying don't say it like that. But say like, yeah, like if I feel like that night and you, I want to chill with somebody and it's mutual. There ain't no can I pay you to do that? You ain't got to pay me. Look, don't come at me like that. Like, if a woman would come at me like that personally, I wouldn't talk to her. I'm like, nah, I'm cool, baby. You know what I'm saying? And move the fuck on. Like, that ain't my steal up.
Self-esteem, and she wanted to do that to feel good about herself.
Well, I don't know.
What if it was?
I don't know.
She would be like, you know what, baby? I got a fantasy of paying a fine ass big motherfucker to fuck me. Would you fulfill my fantasy? And she just gave you a few bands.
As long as I'm dancing, I'm there. That's it. That's all you're paying for. You're paying for that.
You know what?
After that?
I'm not fucking with your bands to make me dance ass. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't do all the other. That just ain't my thing. But other than that, I'm a very good entertainer. Hopefully one day you better check it out.
I mean, you know, I might be in my paper or dick mood, but you already told me you ain't going for that. So, I don't know. That's one of my fantasies. I'm lying.
Is that right?
I'm lying. That is not my fantasy. My fantasy is bringing New Year's Eve at a lifestyle party in the middle of the room, banging out my date.
That sounds like fun.
What you got planned for New Year's Eve?
Say it again.
What do you have planned for New Year's Eve?
What is my plan for New Year's Eve? I'm supposed to be booked for a show. Right now, as it is, I'm booked for a show, but other than that, I'm out of nothing.
Okay, got a question for you. What would you do, like, say, for instance, it's a girl that you fucked back in the day, right? And then you had a homie that you didn't have back in the day, and he started fucking the girl that you used to fuck. Would you say something, or would you be quiet as kept?
Wait, hold on. I didn't hear that question. Say that one more time.
Okay. The topic of this the show tonight is you had somebody that you fucked in your past, and you have a schoolboy, but y'all wasn't friends when you fucked the girl, right? So he met the same girl that you fucked back in the day, and he started fucking her, and he brought her around, and you saw her. Would you say something, or would you be quiet?
Oh, I'm saying something. I'm saying something to him. I'm like, look, my nigga, I'm just letting you know, fuck that. I got to. That's because my nigga, like, because I don't want him, because truthfully, women won't say nothing. Like, as a woman look at a nigga and be like, oh, shit, I fucked that nigga. I'm going to leave that to myself. I'm just going to leave that to myself. Now, as a nigga, as a real nigga, you tell that nigga, point blank, period. There's no hiding that from that nigga, because you hide it from him, and your homie find out. Nigga be like, damn, nigga, why you ain't tell me you fuck with bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, like, they can get future wise getting married or some shit. Like, yeah, we about to get engaged. Well, before you make that decision, let me tell you something. Like, then it'll be too late. You know what I'm saying? So, as soon as that would happen, I'm off top telling him. Soon we get by ourselves. I'm like, my nigga, look, this is what it is. And that was back in the day, so. If she don't say nothing, I want you to know now. You know what I'm saying? So whenever it do come out, she do say something, y'all do talk, it's out there. You know what I mean? But that's just me.
So you would tell him out of honesty and not jealousy?
No, I would tell him out of honesty. Jealousy. If I'm not messing with her now, then unless it's the situation that if I'm messing with her now, I'm still not. It's not jealous, nigga. She fucking both of us, dog. Pure shit, nigga. She's fucking both of us. It didn't happen. My cousin, where like this girl he met, right? And so one day I met the same girl, and so like I'm on the phone talking to her. She's like, yeah. So I got a friend of mine. I be dealing with stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. We ain't boyfriend, girlfriend. And she came in and she was like, you know what I'm saying? Well, look, I'm trying to come see you. And look, I'm going to have him drop me off, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Because he be helping me out. Like, he just got me a phone and all this shit here. So I'm like, yeah. So I found out where she from, and then so my cousin comes to me one day, he's talking about, yeah, I'm hollering this chick, she from such and such. I'm like, yeah? Hold on, she from where? Talked about it for a second, talked it up, like, yeah, nigga, that, I know that chick, nigga, she, nigga, her? I pulled my phone out, her, nigga? He's like, yeah, nigga, she playing you, dog. She's always playing you. I didn't know you was the nigga she was talking about. Why the fuck you bought this bitch? Excuse my language. This is exactly what I said in my language. No offense. I'm sorry.
You
take it to offense, lady.
You don't take offense.
Like my next question right after I found out who the fuck, I said, man, why the fuck did you buy this bitch a phone? Like, nigga, she's all the way freak. Like, I just got her yesterday. Like, how the fuck did you, like, come on, dog. What is you tripping? Like, you tripping, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and then she tried to play the game. So, basically, went, like, for a while, I was like, you know what? She still at this shit, dog. She ain't going to play my nigga like that. So what I did was we set up where he dropped her off at my crib. I hit her off, you know what I'm saying? She chilled with me that night, hit her off and all that. Called her the next day. When he picked her up down the street, she called the nigga like, yeah, I need you to pick me up, da-da-da. Like,
what?
Man, yeah, this is pure shit. I can call my cousin right now. He'll approve this shit. So she called the nigga. She called him like, yeah, I need you to pick me up. Mind you, me and my cousin stay in the same hood. She don't stay in this hood. She stay all in another motherfucking county. So she don't know this hood. Like, so me and him stay right down the street from each other. So she's like, yeah, I need you to pick me up down the street from here. He's like, yeah, I know what that said. My people stay down that way. He's like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Picked her up. So I called the nigga on the phone, like 30 minutes later, they drove off. I called the nigga on the phone, like, what's up, cuz? He's like, nah, nothing chilling, bro. Just chilling my shoulder and shit like that. I'm like, oh, yeah? Who your shoulder is? He's like, you know what I'm saying? You told the name. I'm like, yeah. Man, put that on speakerphone. You know what I'm saying? He put it on speakerphone. He was playing this off the whole time. He put it on speakerphone. I was like, yo, what's up with you? She's like, who is this? Nigga, did you just leave my damn house? She's like, what? I'm like,
oh my god.
I said, yeah, didn't you just leave my house? Like, didn't you just have your friend pick you up? Yeah, that friend is my cousin, you dumb motherfucker. You stupid mother freaking hoe. You're a freak. Man, cuz, kick her out right now. Open the door right now while I'm on the speakerphone and say bye. Like, I was clouded. Like, it was, yeah. So, as a real nigga, I'm saying it. It ain't no jealousy shit. It's honest, because that's your nigga. She ain't gonna be there. He is. You know what I'm saying? That's been your nigga. That your nigga's gonna be there. Point blank. Period. She can come around and not be. She can be there and not be there. At the end of the day, that's still gonna be your homie. It's hard to have friends. It's easy to have a woman, but it's hard to have friends. You understand what I'm saying?
Dang. Wow.
And that was in my younger days. I was like 17. I'm 28 now. I was a young nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was back in the day, like, but, you know, women play the game too much, man. Don't think y'all playing the game. Think you're smart, because us men are dumb, because we are dumb as shit. I'm going to admit that right now. Niggas, we're dumb. Fuck it, we're dumb ass motherfuckers, but don't think we're stupid. Dumb and stupid are two different things. Like, you're not going
to
play me for a fool.
And you said that men are dumb. Y'all are, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we're dumb, but we're dumb.
But dumb and stupid are totally two different things, though.
Yes, it is. And that's why I'm a net. I'm a real person. I'm a realist. That's what it is. That's what men, that's what we are. Hey, fuck it. But women, y'all are not too far from it. Sometimes. I'm just saying like this, y'all are smart. Y'all are very smarter than us. Y'all are way smarter. Y'all outnumber us. Matter of fact, I found out on the presidential thing, there's more women in the United States. There's 51% women and 48% men. So y'all outnumber us, so that technically means y'all are smarter than us. But don't think you're just too smart for your own good. That's where women have a limit that they need to draw, like too smart for your own good. Yeah. I mean, am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I'll say I'm sorry, but.
No, you're right, because sometimes we do shit and feel like we way smarter than the motherfucker, and we slip up because we think we too smart, or we outsmarted you. and we make one crucial mistake. It may be a small mistake, but it can turn out to be very crucial.
And it'd be the smartest, and it'd be the smallest thing, because when you, it just like the situation, you had a nigga start buying you shit and this and that. Oh, this is a dumb nigga. You know, he's not dumb.
Oh, I wouldn't say he's dumb. I would just say he's generous.
Fill your office.
That's what I would say.
It's a joke.
He's generous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that I'm like I said, I don't know. I'm not. I'm just me. So I don't play all the other dumb stuff no more. I used to as a kid, but you know. So I'm trying to figure out what y'all was talking about. I just heard man can't finish when there's two something to something something. I'm trying to what was going on? What did I miss here?
We were talking about how men want threesomes, right? And then sometimes they can't handle the act of two women.
Oh, they can't handle the pressure, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they barely, this is my thing, men. If you barely have enough to handle, if you can barely handle your woman one on one, why in the fuck do you want two women?
That comes in the line of us being dumb because that we think we can handle something twice because it's fun and it looks exciting. So it looks fun and exciting to us as men. That's the getter for us. Fun and exciting. You know what I'm saying? Fun and exciting gets you. You can't handle your business. Personally, I've never had a problem with that issue. I'm not bragging or nothing like that. I'm just saying my best day I ever had was I had three women by myself. It's very difficult, but it's awesome. It's freaking awesome.
Well, let me ask both of y'all something. Someone hit me up today and was asking me about a threesome, and they was basically asking me my advice because they've asked some of their friends and stuff, right? And when I was speaking to her, she was like, she asked one of her other friends that had a threesome, and the girl had a threesome with her boyfriend, but the female that she chose was her cousin. And I'm like,
ooh.
Yeah, I'm
oh.
in it.
Oh, my God.
Like, that kind of threw me off. And then they had the threesome. And the dude kept wanting to keep hitting the cousin, like, let's have another one. Call your cousin. I can see call your girl, call your homie, call your bestie, call that bitch that work in your office, but call your cousin, because if I'm not mistaken, in a traditional threesome, isn't everybody interacting?
Yes and no. They got the ones that people don't like a dude have two sisters. Like, the sisters don't touch each other, but they only fuck with him.
But
you understand what I'm saying?
That's, for me, I mean, I don't have any sisters. And, you know, I have two brothers. I am not about to do shit in a room with family. Let alone share my motherfucking man.
That's understandable, but like I said, at the end of the day, that's still not supposed to work together. Right?
Yeah.
That's not a part of the application. I don't say that's part of the application process.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check, unless, you know, having a threesome with your cousin is the new thing going into 2013, you know, because to me, that's kind of incestuous. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it is. That's basically what it is. I agree, too.
What y'all gonna do? Sit at Christmas dinner and be like, girl, you got some good ass head. And then your aunt and your mama gonna look at you like, what the fuck is you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah.
First of all, why would you bring that conversation up at Thanksgiving dinner?
I mean, if you ratchet enough to have a threesome with your man, you ratchet enough to do anything or say anything with your cousin.
I guess so.
That's a line I wouldn't cross. I mean, we're not sharing it, no.
I can't say that I'm a man. Like, I done did some crazy shit. So I can't sit here and say, like, I didn't, me and my cousin, hell, me and my dad actually tossed a chick one time.
What? Hold up. You and your dad? Well,
details.
You got that girl number?
Nah, I was,
you sure?
I was, like, I was 19 years ago.
Because I would have you call a girl, and I'd be like, yo, who dick is better, his or his pop?
But, yeah, that was years ago. Me and my dad was having, like, a, say, father-son bonding time. So
wait,
we got a little freak.
Bonding time?
They said, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, see, my dad, I didn't meet my dad until, like, 17. He was in prison all his life. So, like, when I finally met him, and I came up to Pittsburgh to visit him, you know what I'm saying, kicking it with him for, like, the whole summer and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, me and my dad had, you know what I'm saying, time that we kicked and just chilled out. Like, we ain't doing it. My dad was a hustler, so he had women selling pussy and all this, and then he's so dope. My dad's crazy. The hustle all day, but that's beside the point. And he, you know what I'm saying, one day he was like, look, I'm about to get a lot of weed. I'm about to say, get you some weed. I'm about to get me some blow. You know what I'm saying, give me some drink. You know what I'm saying, we're going to kick back and play games and all night and shit. So that's what we did, and I started getting on the phone, talking to motherfuckers, you know, females. You know, so I'm down there visiting, so I'm just trying to talk to anybody, whatever. Grabbed a line on one that was like, yeah, I come over and kick it with y'all. Okay. Came over and kicked it, and then he went down. Nigga, she started banging me, like, sucking my dick, and then she started going to my dad. And I'm, okay, fuck it. This is a good thing. Hey.
I am grinning like a Cheshire cat right now. That is crazy.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You didn't meet him until he was 18. So it's not like, you know, everything you needed to learn, you probably learned already. So he was more like a friend at that moment.
Yeah, technically, he was like a friend. Like, but it was still my dad. But, you know, it was fun. Like, he was clowning the whole time.
And
he was talking shit.
I'm crazy. And I'm going to say whatever the fuck I feel. So, you know, I'm not being disrespectful, but knowing that your dad had been locked up your whole entire life, watching him fuck some pussy, you was happy in case you had some child sex back to your
life. Yeah, it really did. My dad did not know. Yeah, my nigga, he killed it too, nigga. Like, I was talking shit like, daddy, get it, daddy. She's talking the shit about my dad, daddy. Get it, nigga, get it, nigga. Get it, nigga. We was high. He was high as shit. He was on that blow. I was on that weed, nigga. We was smacking.
Hold on. Did he play any ass games? Did he ask the chick to fuck in the ass?
Nah, that didn't go down.
He good. Yeah, we all Hercules, daddy.
Yeah, that went down. Like, truthfully, like, he passed out after a while. Like, he was so high off that pile of shit. You know what I'm saying? He knocked out, like, so me and old girl just kept going, like, after he went to sleep and shit, like, so.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Would you do it again?
I had a crazy life.
Right now, would you do it again?
Nah, I'm 28 years old, I ain't tossing no more females with my daddy. No, that's just, I'm 28 now. I got two kids now. I'm cool. And, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, now, I always be having this question about male dancers, right? So, what kind of costume do you have? Or what do you, like, strip down to?
Personally, I get all the way naked. That's one. When I get to strip down to, when I get down to my last song, I get all the way naked. But I wear different outfits, not even really outfits. Like, I got a red jacket, black jacket, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the, some dancers wear different things. It's just how the style the dancer likes to wear. You know what I mean? Like, I got a show this weekend, and I'm dancing, I'm dressing like Spider-Man. Like, I got a Spider-Man costume. So, I'm dressing like Spider-Man. I got a light-up suit that lights up. My whole fit lights up from hat to boots, light up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just wear different things. So, it's up to the dancer's style, what they like to wear, what they feel like wearing that day.
Okay, now, when you bucket naked at the end of your set, is your dick soft or hard?
I'm going to say it like this. The way it's locked up, it's, I'm going to say hard. But other than that, like some guys, it slips up. I'm not ready to touch that. Some guys, it slip up and it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, stay, like how they tie it off and all that there, how they wrap it up and all that there, it doesn't stay. And then, like, all that blood that you did have circulate through there is gone. It's going back to where it belongs. So, you know how that goes. And you pull water soft out there. So, I didn't see it happen.
I've only seen a male stripper once, and I was just like, whatever. So, you know, my daughter, she goes to somewhere where they have male strippers, and, you know, she be talking about how they be packing. So would you consider yourself a stripper that's packing naturally, or you use enhancements?
No, I'm naturally. I don't use no enhancements. I ain't got time. Shit, that's the only enhancement I take. Shit, that's it. I don't do that enhancement. I know a lot of guys that do. Like, so I'm saying, take something or drink something or something like that. But you know, that's to them. That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do. Me personally, I'm not. That ain't my stilo. So.
Interesting.
Mhm.
Interesting. Now, I have to take a music break, and I gotta play this song. It is, like, one of my favorite songs, and when I tell, like, when I play it, it just be so funny. Because
hold on, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where y'all located? Where are you located at?
I'm in North Carolina,
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, who's in Brooklyn? Is it Chop Mama in Brooklyn?
No, Aston is in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Aston, you're in Brooklyn, and then Chop's in North Carolina. Okay, I got to come to North Carolina soon to do a show in Brooklyn.
What part of North Carolina are you coming to?
My homie out there, his name is Exclusive. I'm doing a show for him, so I think it's Charlotte or something.
I might have to venture on out there and see what's going on.
Yeah, and let me know when you're coming up to New York. I will definitely support.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. I got to get me on Facebook.
Well, here is my song. And, here's my music break. Ashton, please try not to laugh, okay?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Here we go.
Why are you coming home? 5 is the phone. What's the what?
Fuck me for free.
I was over here jamming. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I was over there kicking it, like, get it, get it, get it, get it.
So, like, you even like Let Me Smell Your Dick?
That song right there is something new. I've never heard of that song ever in my life, but that is something serious. For the circumstances of the song, hell no. But if you just want to on just some humbug, yeah. But how the song go? No, because you're being ignorant. You just want to be nosy.
I mean, it's a cute song.
It's a cute song, but it's an ignorant song, too.
But it did really good. Guess how old the chick was when she made it.
How old is that song?
Ooh, that song's pretty old.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of it.
When she made that song, she was 17.
And who was that?
Her name is Risqué.
Risqué. Where have I heard that from?
I'm sorry?
I need to find her so I can bring her on my show so I can ask her at the age of 17, what you doing smelling motherfuckers' dicks? I'm not understanding.
I was looking pussy at 7, so I can't hear him talk.
Whoa, hold on.
Hello?
Did you say you was what?
Licking pussy at 7. That was the first time I ever did it.
Okay, how do you lick pussy at 7?
Babysitter. I was like 15.
And she told you to come down here and lick her coochie?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
All my kids, all my mama. If I die right now, I go to heaven.
And you ain't never tell. You ain't think that that was wrong?
No, there's a woman yelling and screaming. Where is that wrong at?
And you're 28 now?
Yep.
And after you licked it the first time at 7, how old were you when you licked it again?
9.
Oh, you took 2-year break.
Huh?
You took a 2-year break.
Yeah, didn't understand it at first. Then now, at then at 9, finally understood it.
Okay, how do you understand it at 9? Was it the same babysitter?
No, at that time it was TV then.
So how old?
TV
was
then. Back then, was sex back in the day. I don't know if you remember that show.
Okay, stay on the line.
How old was the girl?
High school thing. Listen.
Oh my God, you just a mannish little fucker.
something like that.
No comment. You know what? No comment at all.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, now I gotta say something because you don't got my mind fucked up right now.
So what do you think about?
I'm gonna play Lullaby because she likes to lick people to sleep.
Say it again.
Yeah. sound like 007 Wins. Oh shit. Yeah. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with ya. This one for the good, nigga. Hits the bitches that shopping lady. Don't forget it. Life. Asian and white women, hype beats, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless it pops it for the hoes, my nigga. That pussy popping, that magic sitting, that strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me, smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my niggas and bitches buy that money. Got a law. Trust the bridge, I'm bad hoes at Island. I don't fuck with no snitches, so don't tell me who tell them.
Nope.
This one for them colleges, them bad hoes at Spell. Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexing. Pop the molly, I'm sweating. Pop the molly, I'm sweating. Mama always told me, before I count your black,
count them all.
In God. So I counting them breakers.
I'ma tell that
I'm too fly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold ring, it's none.
God damn.
OG joints, them hot
socks. Number one, we
I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you. This song. Fuck off shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck
yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
I'm curious about your lifestyle. I want
to
know.
Well, you need to. Well,
go ahead and you got my number, so text me so I can have your number. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk tonight. We'll, if you want to know more, we can talk a little bit more about it.
Oh, it sounds like you want to tell me a whole lot.
Okay.
It sounds like he want to show me his thing, girl.
All right, ain't no fun.
It's so cold.
No rest.
But yeah, like I said, it ain't no thing. Just I ain't gonna show you no thing. We talking right now.
Oh, of course. I don't do dick pictures because a lot of times when men do that, they don't put lotion on it.
Wow, okay, well, like I said, text me and good night. I'll see y'all soon Friday, all right?
Yes, I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in. Join us Friday night, 9:30 to 11. The main topic is going to be like when you get caught up, why you can't fess up. That's going to be the topic.
So, can't wait.
Everybody have a good night. I love you. Ashton, thank you so much. We had a good show. Big Crip, thank you for having me. And Nick and Friday, you better make sure you got some time to call in because we're going to address the issues about, you know, why you say men that we told a lie and it'll be the girl to get you caught up. We're going to give you a chance to explain that on Friday. So
yes. I will have nothing but time for you guys. Nothing but time.
Oh, well, we good.
Air it out.
So, Siobhan, I'm about to text you on my phone and whatnot, and then I'm about to take some medicine and try to unwind for the night. So, everybody have a good night. I love y'all, and thanks for riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy and Ashton.
Yes, good night.